As it happens, we don't visit any murderous hackers, but presently the car pound is fronted with white plastic scene of crime sheeting, and a photographer and a couple of forensics guys show up, and Josephine, who has found something more urgent to obsess over than ripping me a new asshole, is busy directing their preliminary workover. I'm poring over screenfuls of TCP dump output in the control room, when the same unmarked car that dropped us off here pulls up with Constable Routledge at the wheel, and a very unexpected passenger in the back. I gape as he gets out of the car and walks toward the hut. "Who's this?" demands Josephine, coming over and sticking her head in through the window. I open the door. "Hi, boss. Boss, meet Detective Inspector Sullivan. Josephine, this is my boss. You want to come in and sit down?" Andy nods at her distractedly. "I'm Andy. Bob, brief me." He glances at her again as she shoves through the door and closes it behind her. "Are you—" "She knows too much already," I shrug. "Well?" I ask her. "This is your chance to get out." "Fuck that." She glares at me, then Andy. "Two mornings ago it was a freak accident and a cow. Today it's a murder investigation. I trust you're not planning on escalating it any further. Terrorist massacres and biological weapons are a little outside my remit, and I want some answers, if you please."
"Okay, you'll get them," Andy says mildly. "Start talking," he tells me.
Code Blue called at 3:30 the day before yesterday. I flew out to take a look, found a dead cow that had been zapped by Scorpion Stare, unless there's a basilisk loose in Milton Keynes, went down to our friends in Cheltenham for briefing yesterday, stayed overnight, came up here this morning. The cow was bought from a slaughterhouse and transported to the scene in a trailer towed by a stolen car, which was later dumped and transferred to this pound. Inspector Sullivan is our force liaison, external Circle 2, no need to know. She brought me here and I took a patch test, and right then someone zapped the car. We were lucky to survive. One down out front. We've trapped a camera up top that I think will prove to have firmware loaded with Scorpion Stare, and I sniffed packets coming in from a compromised host. Police intranet, firewall to hell and back, hacked via some vile little dweeb using a primary school web server in South Korea. We were just about to run down the intruder in meat space and go ask some pointed questions when you arrived. I yawn, and Andy looks at me oddly. Extreme stress sometimes does that to me, makes me tired, and I've been running on my nerves for most of the past few days.
"All right," Andy scratches his chin thoughtfully. "There's been a new development."
"New development?" I echo.
"Yes, we received a blackmail note."
And it's no fucking wonder that he's looking slightly glassy-eyed. He must be in shock. "Blackmail? What are they—"
"It came via email from an anonymous remixer on the public internet. Whoever wrote it knows about Maginot Blue Stars, and wants us to know that they disapprove, especially of Scorpion Stare. No sign that they've got Case Nightmare Green, though. They're giving us 3 days to cancel the entire project, or they'll blow it wide open in, quote, the most public way imaginable, unquote."
"Shit."
"Smelly brown stuff, yes. Angleton is displeased."
Andy shakes his head.
"We tracked the message back to a dial-up host in the UK.
I hold up a piece of paper.
"This one?"
He squints at it.
"I think so. We did the S-22 soft shoe shuffle, but it's no good. They used the SIM card from a prepaid mobile phone bought for cash in a supermarket in Birmingham 3 months ago. The best we could do was trace the caller's location to the center of Milton Keynes."
He glances at Josephine.
"Did you impress her?"
"Listen." She speaks quietly and with great force. "Firstly, this appears to be an investigation into murder, and now blackmail, of a government department, right? And in case you hadn't noticed, organizing criminal investigations just happens to be my speciality. Secondly, I do not appreciate being forcibly gagged. I have signed a certain piece of paper, and the only stuff I leak is what you get when you drill holes in me. Finally, I am getting really pissed off with a runaround you're giving me about a particularly serious incident on my turf, and if you don't start answering my questions soon, I'm going to have to arrest you for wasting police time. Now, which is it going to be?"
"Oh, for crying out loud."
Andy rolls his eyes, then says very rapidly,
By the abjuration of D in the name of Claude Dancy, I hereby exercise subsection D, paragraph 16, clause 12, and bind you to service from now and forevermore. Right, that's it. You're drafted, and may whatever deity you believe in have mercy on your soul.
Hey, wait. She takes a step back. What's going on?
There's a faint stink of burning sulfur in the air. You've just talked yourself into the laundry, I say, shaking my head. Just try to remember I tried to keep you out of this.
The laundry? What are you talking about? I thought you were from Cheltenham.
The smell of brimstone is getting stronger.
Hey, is something on fire?
Wrong guess, says Andy. Bob can explain later. For now, just remember that we work for the same people, ultimately, only we deal with a higher order of threat than everyday stuff like rogue states, terrorist nukes, and so on. Cheltenham is the cover story. Bob, the blackmailer threatened to upload Scorpion Stair to the Ring of Steel. Oh, shit. I sit down hard on the edge of a desk. That is so very not good that I don't want to think about it right now. The Ring of Steel is the network of surveillance cameras that were installed around the financial heart of the City of London in the late 1990s to deter terrorist bombings.
Look, did Angleton have any other...
Yes. He wants us to go visit Site Able right now. That's the lead development team at the research center behind Scorpion Stair. Inspector, you're in. As I said, you're drafted. Your boss, that would be Deputy Chief Constable Dunwoody, is about to get a memo about you from the Home Office. We'll worry about whether you can go back to your old job afterward. As of now, this investigation is your only priority. Site Able runs out of an office unit at Kiln Farm Industrial Estate, covered as a UK subsidiary of an American software company. In reality, they're part of the residual unprivatized rump of DERA, Kinetic, the bunch that handles Q projects.
While you're busy wanking over your cow-burning nonsense, I've got a ring of car thieves to...
Josephine shakes her head distractedly, sniffs suspiciously, then stops trying to fight the gesh.
That smell. Why do these people at Kiln Farm need a visit?
Because they're the lead team on the group who developed Scorpion Stair, Andy explains, and Angleton doesn't think it's a coincidence that our blackmailer burned a cow in Milton Keynes. He thinks they're a bunch of locals. Bob, if you've got a trace, that'll be enough to narrow it down to the building.
Yes?
Josephine nods to herself.
But you need to find...